Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another wonderful week of Magic Drive Time. My name is Aaron Berlin, sitting in for one Dante Marcatelli. He's back in his chair tomorrow. But what a week it was for the Orlando Magic. Not only do you get a little international flair, but you walk out of the arena Ciudad de Mexico, if I said that right, who knows, with a perfect 2-0 ledger. Now, what exactly does that mean? Well, that is the perfect question, right? How many times this season has this team won back-to-back games? You start feeling good about it, and then you start thinking, well, what's around the corner? That's what we're here to talk about. Last time the Magic played an international trip, they took a 20-19 ledger into London's O2 Arena. That was the year that Scott Skiles was the Magic head coach. They finished the campaign 14-28. Now, there are differing factors. Remember, the Magic went 6 hours across the pond for one basketball game. This time they were there a week, they played two, and the schedule seems to be much more beneficial for the way that operated. So we'll talk with Josh Robbins about that coming up here in about the first segment, what that trip meant for the Orlando Magic, what it means for Steve Clifford, and what does it mean for this team moving forward, because I think those are three very, very big bullet points about what this Orlando Magic team has to offer. So we'll talk to him about that. We'll also talk to him about the emergence of Nick Vucevic. In the second segment, we'll have some fun. Our producer, Cody Clark, has put together a little NBA hoop scoop. We'll talk about Billy Donovan getting his option picked up today by the Oklahoma City Thunder. But just a reminder, when the Magic hit three or more three-pointers in a home game, fans in attendance will receive a free original chicken sandwich the next day from Chick-fil-A. Bring your ticket stub or the free offer activated in your Orlando Magic app to participating Central Florida Chick-fil-A locations to redeem today. So that is what is on the docket. Should be a fun one today. I believe Cody is getting Josh in right now. And then in a matter of moments, we'll be joined right by him. So what do these two games mean? What do they mean from a win perspective when you beat a really struggling Chicago Bulls team? What does it mean from a win perspective when you beat a Utah Jazz team that a year ago thumped you in your home building by 40 points? Well, it means that there has been a lot of progress on the basketball court, and one guy that I attribute it to is Nick Vucevic. Another guy, if you want to give him a lot of credit, and I think he certainly deserves a lot of credit, is Steve Clifford. Look, there's no doubt about it that this team has started to take on the persona of their head coach. And we're going to talk to Josh about this because I thought he wrote a fantastic article about the way that they have kind of taken on his personality. So we'll talk to him in a matter of moments, but right now, our producer Cody Clark made something fun.
Today's guest is someone we all know. He'll offer you a subscription to The Athletic just in time for the holidays. He refuses to eat the medium meal because, well, we're not exactly sure. Ladies and gentlemen, Josh Robbins.
All right, now on the fun of radio, it is my pleasure to welcome in the one and only Josh Robbins. Josh, well, how's it going, my man?
I'm doing great there. Aaron, I'm doing great, and I love that intro. Thank you.
I was going to say, it's definitely not the first time someone has used Rockin' Robbins to let you into their show, is it? It's definitely not original.
I hadn't heard that. I wasn't able to hear that on my end of the line. So if you did that, thank you very much.
Well,
it's a great compliment.
Well, that's a little disappointing that you didn't get to hear it because I thought it was fantastic. All right, Josh, a week in Mexico City, this Magic team walks away with two big wins. I thought you wrote some really nice articles while you were down there. But overall, the NBA Global Games, you know, this is an opportunity for the league to grow the game of basketball. It's also an opportunity for the Magic to grow their brand. What did you think from a week in Mexico City? How was the NBA received? And what was your overall perception of how those two games fared down there?
Well, I thought the games fared very well. And on Thursday night, the NBA faced some competition that it usually does not have when it goes down to Mexico. It was a head-to-head, really, competition where the first leg of the final, of the fall final of the biggest men's soccer league kicked off at the exact time that the basketball game between the Magic and the Bulls kicked off at 8:30. And it was just 20 miles to the south at the Estadio Azteca, an arena or a stadium that fills 85,000 people. And yet, the NBA still sold out that game. And that was a legitimate sellout, too. There were terrible parking problems around the arena for both games. So by the middle of the third quarter, that place was packed. So I thought the NBA fared very well there. They sold out both games, and both were legit sellouts from what I saw.
I was going to say, it looked very impressive on the telecast from what we saw here in Central Florida. Right now, talking with Josh Robbins of The Athletic. You can follow him on Twitter, at Joshua B. Robbins. And I guess that, you know, the natural thing is that anytime the NBA plays a game outside of the continental U.S., you know, the first question always becomes, well, is it possible that we will ever see an expansion franchise there? And You know, Josh, a lot of people said this 2 years ago, that when the Magic went over to London, that it certainly seemed like the NBA is looking at that market as potential. But when I see Mexico City, I think the first step is to just get a G League franchise there, and it sounds like they've made progress in potentially putting one there next year.
Adam Silver, in fact, said that they want a G League team there as early as next year. And it would be an interesting G League team in the sense that it wouldn't be affiliated with any specific NBA team. It would be made up of young prospects who are from Mexico primarily. And that's one of the things Mexican basketball needs. It needs a more organized feeder system, just like the United States has. And this would be an opportunity for young players there who are just done with college to play against tougher competition at one step below the NBA. So that could happen as early as next season.
Yeah, I thought those comments by Adam Silver were very, very interesting. All right, but let's talk about this Magic team. I thought they put together, I don't want to say two wonderful basketball games, because I thought they were played entirely different. I thought that Bulls game was an interesting one where both teams just trying to adjust to the altitude. The other one against the Utah Jazz I thought was a little bit more gritty, going against Rudy Gobert and a Jazz team that notoriously has held their number. And, you know, Josh, I thought you wrote a fantastic article about this the other day in The Athletic. And if you guys do not have an Athletic subscription, go support Josh. Go support what The Athletic is doing right now, because it's a lot of great writing. But I thought you put it perfectly when it almost seems that, like, this team was in a tough situation. They'd lost three straight basketball games going down to this Mexico City trip, and it was almost like a must-win game against the Bulls, and that's crazy to say in this day and age, only being 28-some-odd games into this basketball season. But the way this basketball team responded and the way that they did it is perhaps the most intriguing thing, isn't it, Josh?
Absolutely, and 3 years ago when the team went to London in the middle of a five-game losing streak, the players on that team, Victor Oladipo, Nick Vucevic, Evan Fournier, Aaron Gordon, all said heading into that game that was a critical game for them, and they played like it. They came back from a double-digit deficit against Toronto, came back to force overtime and lost the game, and then they were never the same. Evan Fournier says that was a turning point for them. Well, now fast forward to this season. They were losing three straight games. Two of those losses were very bad losses. They just looked awful. And they gritted out two victories. And the game against Chicago was especially critical. And players wouldn't say it, but they thought it, that it was an absolutely critical game. And they ground out that game. And then, surprisingly to me, they beat Utah the next night. And so after the game, several players, unprompted, said a lot of the reason for the improvement is Steve Clifford. And so I thought those were very telling statements by those guys, and really kind of gave a window into what this team might be developing into.
You know, Josh, one thing, this team, Fournier, Gordon, and Vooch, if I'm right, this is their fifth collective head coach between the trio of them, you know, and Steve Clifford. What is it about the message that he sends that is so different from what his predecessors have done?
I think it's, compared to his predecessors, I think he's most similar to Scott Skiles. I think Scott Skiles gets kind of a bum rap in the sense that people think players didn't like playing for him. Well, some players didn't. You know, Vucevic and Fournier did, for sure. And here on the current team, I think players are responding to Clifford's ability to get them to believe that there's a certain way each of them has to play in order for the team and for each of them also to be successful at the same time. And so, and it differs player to player as to what each player must do to both play well and to help the team. And somewhere, I think that's where it's been key, that in that stage of, you know, even well before the season started, each individual player and Clifford discussed how that player needs to play, and Clifford is holding each of those guys accountable to what needs to be done, and those players are believing that that's the best thing, not only just for himself, but for the team. And I think that's the difference. I think those are the two differences, that buy-in and then the accountability Clifford is bringing to the table.
Right now, talking with Josh Robbins of The Athletic. You can follow him on Twitter at Joshua B. Robbins. And I will tell you what, Josh, one player who, you know, from all those conversations that he had in the offseason with Coach Clifford that you speak of, Nick Vucevic, the role that he has taken on in this team, and I thought you put it well in your article, you know, they're finding new ways to use him in their offensive schemes, and it's really benefiting him. Just can you speak to the growth that we have seen from Nick Vucevic and kind of what you were talking about when you mentioned how Steve Clifford is using him differently this year as opposed to in years past?
Yes, I can, actually. So
that would be wonderful.
So first, I think in recent years, one of the biggest, maybe the second biggest criticism of Vucevic is that he kept drifting away from the hoop on offense. Under Frank Vogel, they wanted him to play well on the perimeter, but at the times that he would go down low, he would wind up defaulting to mid-range jump shots. In this case, here, they're using him all over the court. Sometimes he is originating the offense out of the high post. Sometimes he is spotting up for threes in pick and pops. But he's also keeping an eye out for mismatches. And anytime he's going against a smaller defender, he's attacking, and he's attacking down low. And then for the first time I can really remember throughout his time with the Magic, you know, he's actually beating opponents off the dribble. I just can't really believe what I'm seeing. And it's a dramatic change. But I think the biggest change with him, and maybe I didn't do a good enough job highlighting this in what I wrote, is that he's really making a big difference defensively. There were several shots down the stretch of the Chicago game that he challenged close to the hoop where he impacted the shot on drivers to the rim. And that's the biggest criticism of his game. And I think at the bare minimum, he's developed into a slightly above average defender. So, and you could argue that he's even been better than that, but just discussing it conservatively, he's actually been an asset in many ways defensively.
Well, and Josh, one of the points that you make, that you've never seen him beat someone off the dribble, I've never seen him play with this much passion, and maybe the proper word for that is aggression and almost purpose, and, you know, it's translated defensively, and you can see it. Now, Cody is telling me that I need to get out of here in a minute or two, and so I did want to ask you this. You know, this team comes back from two kind of fake home games in Mexico City, and now the stretch at home really gets interesting because I believe they play five of their next six at home. They'll host San Antonio on Wednesday at Chicago, Miami, Phoenix, Toronto. This is a team right now that stands eighth in the Eastern Conference. You have to play well during this homestand. You have to show out, right? Like, that's kind of the important thing. Otherwise, this thing can get away from them very quickly.
Yes, and that's everything. That is something that they've all said is necessary, that they have to play better on their home court. And I think a lot of that is Steve Clifford talking and players echoing what he's saying. Now, do the Magic really have a significant home court advantage in Orlando? It's not one of the loudest stadiums in the league. And so it's an issue. And you're exactly right. They have to make the most out of these games. And several of those games that you mentioned are must wins. And maybe not to the degree the game against Chicago was, but again, you're exactly right. I think they have to make the most of this.
Well, a couple big ones against San Antonio, Miami, and Toronto for sure. Well, hey, Josh, thank you so much for taking the time, especially on a day where there's not a basketball game and you have a free night. So I really do appreciate it. And, hey, I'll see you at practice tomorrow.
Yes, if you could send me the sound of that open, I would love to hear it.
Oh, I will play it. I will play it firsthand for you. There's no need to send it to you. I will play it firsthand for you tomorrow. I'm excited about it.
Thank you, sir.
That is Josh Robbins of The Athletic. Go support The Athletic. Go follow him on Twitter. He does a fantastic job since departing from the Orlando Sentinel, something that was very difficult for him to do. But I will tell you what, he's killing it with The Athletic, and we're getting some good content out of it. When we return here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, we'll have some fun. We'll take a look around the league. Cody has comprised with, I think, 5 or 6 great topics. Big things happening around the league today, so I don't want to build it up too much. But, you know, we set the bar pretty high here, Cody. So all that and more coming up here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, when we return here on 96.9 The Game.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Roof damage is not always visible from the ground. In order to make sure your roof is sealed and secure during rain and hurricane seasons, call Carol Bradford Roofing today for a free roof inspection. As the official builder of the Orlando Magic, Carol Bradford Roofing is a licensed and insured family-owned company who has been trusted for years to provide quality work and quality products to protect the most prized possessions under a roof, your family. To speak with a professional today, call 833-237-ROOF or visit them at carolbradfordroofing.com.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Hey, welcome back. Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center rolls along. I'll tell you what, this 5:30 time slot feels pretty good. It's like when you put on an old sweatshirt back in our original slot. It feels pretty good. I'm enjoying it. I hope you're enjoying it. If you missed the first segment with one Josh Robbins, I thought he was fantastic. You can follow him on Twitter at Joshua B. Robbins. You can also follow him on The Athletic. Go support his stuff. We will have that segment podcasted for you in about maybe 15 minutes. Cody does a good job of getting those up there. But big news on the podcast front, Magic Drive Time, Orlando Magic Pod Squad, all of them are now on Spotify. I think that means we're big time. I'm not sure. So you can go to iTunes. You can also go to Spotify. You can go to Google Play, wherever you get your podcast now. We're officially there. But all right, we do have about 3.5 minutes left. So let's take a look around the loop.
As part of our obligation to you, the fan, we've spent countless minutes scouring the internet today to bring you the hottest NBA topics. This is Hoop Scoop.
You know, we had planned for about 10 minutes for this segment, but sometimes when guys give you good stuff, you just got to roll with it, right, Cody?
Absolutely. Josh was fantastic, so we wanted to make sure we get that. But we will start with the contract situation of one Billy Donovan. OKC picks that up for 19-20. Good move, AB?
Oh, I think so. Exactly. You know, last year was a little bit rough, and, you know, Billy Donovan has been tough in a tough situation, if that makes any sense. But he has been tasked with a tough situation in Oklahoma City. If you remember right, his first year there was Kevin Durant's kind of swan song. His last year, he was supposed to recruit him. His second year was trying to learn to play with just Russell Westbrook. Then the next year, they bring in Paul George. Now that he finally has a cast of characters that he knows is going to be there, what have they done? They're the second-best team of the Western Conference. Absolutely deserved, Billy D. I'm happy to see him succeed in the NBA, and Florida fans should be happy to see him succeed in the NBA as well.
Underrated pickup, Dennis Schroeder. He's been great for them,
and
Billy Donovan's done well.
He's been wonderful.
Leading that show. Another big story, the Indiana Pacers hire the first woman assistant general manager, Kelly Kranzkoff. Hopefully I didn't butcher that. She spent last year overseeing Pacers gaming. Before that, she was the general manager of the Indiana Fever. I think this is a great move for the league and a big-time hire for Indiana. Kelly has shown she has been very successful even at the highest level.
Well, it's not so much that she's been successful. It's that you can have confidence in what that organization has done. You know, front office-wise, I think they are about as one of the best front offices in the NBA, and they're not going to make a hire just to make a hire. You know, while it is great that she is the first, she is clearly someone who deserves this position, did it on merit, and with the way that the Pacers operate, I have full confidence that she is going to succeed in that role. So, wonderful hire by them. Good to get the publicity out of it, but even better that they know and they have confidence in her ability to do that job.
Yeah, the Fever have been an extremely successful franchise as well, so she'll just slide right over, seamless transition there. James Dolan is willing to sell the Knicks for a, quote, bona fide offer. He's currently trying to sell the New York Liberty. This does not mean he's selling the Knicks, but he will take an offer. AB, what do you make of all
this?
What
exactly is a bona fide offer, right? Like, how large does that offer have to be? Because if I'm right, the Knicks are the highest valuated team in the National Basketball Association. That's even higher than what Golden State is.
I think it's like $4 billion.
Yeah, it's $4 billion. So does that mean that he's probably got to get $5 billion just to make that sale? Because it's not just the Knicks. It's Madison Square Garden. It's the Rangers.
Well, not to mention,
all of them.
If he adds a free agent headliner, that value probably goes up. So I don't know.
Absolutely. If you haven't read that story on ESPN.com that they did about James Dolan, it's really good. It's well worth the read. I thought they did a great job composing that piece. Well, that does it for us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Dante is back in his seat tomorrow. We are back in our time slot at 6 to 6:30. I'll tell you what, though, kind of enjoying this 5:30 shindig. Not too bad. That does it for us. See you tomorrow, guys.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Right there. People have fun.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.